all I want on my tombstone is that I was a good dad. I really hope that at the end of all this, that that's the takeaway.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This week's Art of Fatherhood podcast is being brought to you by Tony's. Tony's was created with one thing in mind: kids. Marcus Dahl and Patrick Vaubender, creators of Tony Box, know that their most important job is being a dad. They met when their kids were attending the same school. Little did they know that soon thereafter, they would embark on a mission to bring back imagination in its purest form. They believe childhood should be a magical time, full of big adventures and magical memories. In an era filled with too much staring down at screens, they wanted to inspire their kids to look up at the wonders of the world around them. And just like that, the Tony Box was born. They designed the Tony Box to be a screen-free, immersive experience that fosters curiosity, creativity, and imagination. It's entertainment kids and parents can feel good about, and a community your family can now be a part of for years to come. For more information on Tony's, make sure you go to their website over at tonies.com. That's TONIES.com. And make sure you go to theartoffatherhood.net for your chance to win a Tony starter set and listen to my interview with Drew Vernon from Tony's. We talk about fatherhood, the importance of a great toy like Tony's, and how you can improve your kids' imagination with the right toys and tools. For more information, go to artoffatherhood.net. What's up, everybody? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast, and on the line, I'm very happy to have Jeff Kenny. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, Jeff. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Art. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Big fan of your work. My wife, my daughters, we love not only the books, but the movies. We're going to talk about The Deep End in a second, but of course, the main reason why I want to bring you on, sir, is talk about fatherhood. So I believe you got two sons. Take me back when you found out you're going to be a dad for the first time. What was going through your mind, sir?
Oh, boy. Well, it happened pretty quick. It was one of those things where my wife and I said, okay, well, maybe it's time to start having kids. And it happened more quickly than I thought it would. And, you know, of course, we knew when we got that blue plus that, you know, that we're on a path to a different kind of life. And it's been great ever since. Wouldn't trade it for anything.
Love it, man. And you are astute at just seeing the way life and family dynamics and things interact and just the way kid or human or a parent would think and all that in the great books that you write. So while you're writing these books and while you're just thinking about life and you as a dad and you're putting on that dad hat, I bet you're mindful of this. Talk about how fatherhood has taught you about yourself or is something that your sons have taught you about life in general.
Wow. That's a deep question. I think I'd start by saying all I want on my tombstone is that I was a good dad. I really hope that at the end of all this, that's a takeaway. But I think that what it's taught me about myself is that I really needed to see childhood for a second time. You know, I felt like the first time I went through and I lived it, but I kind of observed it. And now we're in a whole new generation. And I just feel like it's a privilege to live a long time and to get to see childhood for a second time. So I feel like that's been a gift that my kids have given me.
Ah, love that, man. That's fantastic, Jeff. And, you know, one of the reasons why I think my family appreciates your book, and of course the Diary of the Wimpy Kid series, is that there's an underlying theme of empathy and just certain things that, you know, I think as kids and of course as adults, we sometimes are selfish at times. Greg Heffley, he realizes like with his friends and his family, there's certain things that they do that he might not pay attention to, and all different characters in the book series, but I love the fact that, you know, empathy and family and togetherness are big themes in these series and, of course, you know, the movies that are coming from the books. But I'm guessing you have a grasp on that and that's something you want to teach your sons. But talk about some of the other core values you're looking to instill into them as they're growing up.
Boy, sometimes I feel like Greg's not the most empathetic character. but I think that, you know, I think that what kids are getting is some books are mirrors and some are windows, as they say. And these books, I think, are mostly a mirror. I think most kids who grow up in a middle-class situation can see themselves in the characters, in my stories, you know, warts and all. But I'm a bookstore owner, and I've really learned in the past few years that books are such a great and useful tool to teach empathy, because many books are windows. You're getting to see life through someone else's eyes. You're getting to see experiences that you didn't have. And so I have the privilege of interviewing different authors each night. And in fact, tonight I'm interviewing a great young author named Lamar Giles, who's written a great series of books called The Legendary Alston Boys. And it's great for me to be able to step into a character's shoes who might not have grown up like I grew up, and to see things from a different point of view.
It's fantastic. And one more question before we go into the book and, of course, The Deep End. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to new dads listening to this?
Boy, I think that the words "I understand" are the most important words you can say to your kids, because they might get in trouble and they might make mistakes or they might feel feelings that are hard for them to express, or they might be a little bit ashamed to have. And I think most everything that your kids are going through, you've been through yourself. And if you can take yourself back to that time when you were a kid and maybe didn't do everything right, and to say, "I understand," I think that really helps a kid get through.
No doubt. I appreciate you sharing that. It's a great piece of advice right there, because I think if you let your kids know that, hey, even though I'm older, I kind of experience certain things that you are experiencing right now, and even though you think it's like the end of the world, but things will get better, trust me, you understand, let them know. I think that's fantastic. And again, congratulations on your latest book, The Deep End. This is the 15th book in the Diary of the Wimpy Kid series. And again, as you can tell, my family and I are big fans of your work. Talk about Greg Heffley's new adventure in The Deep End, sir.
Yeah, this book was funny because I knew I needed to acknowledge quarantine life and all that in some way, but I didn't want to hit it on the nose because I figured, you know, kids would be a little bit sick of thinking about and living quarantine life. So the way that I did it is I started off this book with the family effectively quarantined in their grandmother's basement because they're doing home renovations on their house. So they're going through all the things that we've gone through, especially in March and April, where we're all crammed together. We're trying to play board games, trying to get through, you know, in this case, dad's trying to take Zoom calls with his work while family's crowded around him. So I got to do all of those jokes, and I think most kids will recognize what I'm really writing about there. And then there's an escape fantasy side of it where they get an RV and they go out and do the whole camping experience. So they basically move from a small box in grandma's basement to a smaller box in RV, and then hilarity ensues.
Nice. And of course, we'll put up links, of course, at thewimpykid.com where you can purchase the books. And of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever, you know, you purchase books, you can definitely get that out. But we'll put up links for that. And you kind of mentioned it. You're such a creative guy. With the creative process, I always am curious, you know, when I get a chance to chat with someone like yourself, talk about the creative process, and is there a part of your own life experience now with your son's experience and what you see them as they grow up that you kind of put into the series? It doesn't have to be, you know, Greg, the main character, but I'm guessing there's going to be things where life imitates art and art imitates life, correct?
Yeah, sometimes. Believe it or not, I'm not able to mine a ton of material for my kids' lives, but the thing that comes to mind for me is, for example, my older son. When he was in kindergarten, he came up against a formidable adversary, a girl named Anya, who was better than him at math. And so my son's, he said, "Anya's really good at math." I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "I need to figure out a way to slow her down." And I was like, "Man, you're my son, you know?" That's Greg Heffley right there.
That's fantastic. And lastly, before the Fatherhood Quick Five, I just got to highlight again just certain things that, you know, you can talk the talk, but if you're not walking the walk and, you know, being there as a role model for your kids, it's not, you know, your kids will kind of see through that. But you did a very cool thing this year. You know, we're talking about the pandemic and all that, but you set up the Deep End drive-through pool party to raise spirits where you could, obviously. I think it's really cool. You know, not only are you helping out other people, but, you know, your family seeing what you're doing. So talk a little bit about that campaign and what you're doing this year, especially during this tough year in 2020.
Yeah, so many book tours have been canceled. In fact, practically all book tours have been canceled. Now everybody's touring virtually. And like I said, we have a bookstore, and so we do lots of that. We host lots of authors in that way, which is really cool. But I think that kids are tired of looking at people on screens. And they, you know, they get it all day long in their class, you know, in their schooling, if they're doing remote schooling. So, we wanted to do something physical. And so what we're doing is, we have this drive-through pool party where families can kind of, drive through this experience. It's going to feel a lot like a pool party. There's going to be lights and music and good vibes. They'll get to do some fun things like, you know, some things that, some games that they could do out the window by throwing balls, you know, into hoops and things like that. And, they get to knock a lifeguard off their chair into a pool. and ultimately drive through a tunnel that gives you an underwater experience. And then at the end, I'm sitting there in a, on a diving board, you know, with a skimmer handing the kid their book. So it's weird. It's weird, but it's, you know, but it's something that's not going to get canceled, I hope. And so I think that just having something that's not canceled is good in and of itself.
Oh, for sure. I love that idea. And again, that's really cool what you're doing. So kudos to you on that. Now we're going to finish off with the, yeah, no doubt. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Favorite family movie in the household right now is what?
Our favorite, let's see. I would say we like this terrible movie called Rat Race, which is actually, nobody likes it but us, in a way. I shouldn't say that, because I'm sure there are lots of people who like it, but our family seems to like that more than just about anybody else, and so it's a go-to.
A lot of great, like, heavy hitters in that movie. Of course, I remember, like, it was a John Lovitz and Cooper Gooding Jr., stuff like that. So, that's fantastic, man. Nice. Favorite family song, or is there an artist or a band you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
I like Third Eye Blind. That's one of my favorite bands. So, yeah. And my older son picked up on them, so he likes them.
Ah, there you go. Sweet. Nice. Again, Like we were mentioning a couple of times, 2020, tough year. Not that many people are doing vacations, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Perfect family vacation. We went to Sedona, Arizona once, and that was great. And then we went to Utah around the area of Zion National Park, and that was really cool, too.
Nice. Very cool. Favorite book when you were a kid was?
Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing by Judy Blume.
Nice. And lastly, you kind of mentioned, you know, about just being about fatherhood and all these things, about what you want to be, you know, remembered as a father. But top three words you hope your sons would use to describe you as a dad.
There for us, I'll say. How about that?
Love it. Very cool. People, make sure you follow Jeff on Twitter at WimpyKid. Go to WimpyKid.com to pick up The Deep End. And, of course, all the other great, fantastic books. Great for the holiday season that's coming up. Make sure you go to his website. Check out The Deep End Drive-Through Pool Party, because it might be stopping by your neck of the woods. But again, I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate the time. Continued success in the future, sir. And it was a real honor to chat with you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Art. Take care.
You too.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.